The Chronicles of Dragon, Finale, Book 10 of 10, Chapter 1. Nath slung his fishing line into the stream. Wading in ankle deep, he could see fish swimming in the rippling waters, but not taking the bait.
"Perhaps we should return,"
the commander said, standing behind him on the bank with his arms folded over his chest.
"The skies darken. Rain comes."
Nath didn't reply. He had other things on his mind, particularly the rose blossom dragon that Selene had killed, and Selene as well.
"The High Priestess will not care for this, Dragon Prince,"
the commander added. The man was very ominous underneath his dark helm. Peculiar, too. He'd stayed with Nath like a fly on glue. Nath felt a nibble on his line and jerked his wrist. A fish snapped up out of the water.
"Got him!"
He swung the fish over the bank, hitting the commander in the chest plate.
"That's a big one,"
Nath said.
"Ever fished, Commander?"
"Certainly,"
the commander said, batting the fish aside.
"Don't be foolish."
"Foolish?"
Nath said, cocking his head.
"Did you call me?"
Apologize, I meant no disrespect."
He bowed.
Slip, Dragon Prince."
"Oh, don't call me that,"
Nath said. He grabbed the fish, poked inside its mouth, and pulled the hook out.
"I am hungry."
He puffed a blast of fire, charring the fish. With his clawed finger, he gutted it, picked the meat off clean, and ate.
"Want some?"
"No."
"Funny. I never notice you eating anything. You're a big man. I figure you eat plenty, too. Yet I never even hear your stomach growling."
"Runs in the family."
"Family, huh?"
Nath said, chewing a mouthful.
"Why don't you tell me about them? Do you have a wife? Did you marry with or without that ugly metal bolt on your head?"
"I don't have a wife."
Tell me about your father and mother, then. Do they wear bowls on their heads?"
The commander shifted in his armor. His head twisted in other directions. He turned away and started walking up the bank.
"Good."
There was something odd about the commander that Nath couldn't figure out, but he had other things on his mind. She'd been evasive. Normally she stayed close by his side, but now she was distant. She had been ever since they had come out of the cave where she'd killed the rose blossom, the beautiful dragon that had attacked him along with the blue streaks.
"Why did they attack me? Why?"
He inspected his arms. Bands and streaks of white scales adorned them now. Even the patches of white in his palms had grown fuller. He glanced upward. A flock of dragons flew high in the sky in a V formation.
I should be up there."
He'd tried every day to turn into the dragon he'd once been, but he couldn't harness the magic. He didn't understand why. He snapped his fishing rod and tossed it into the water.
"Bah!"
He glowered at the stream that rushed swiftly by.
"Commander, any idea where we're headed?"
"We seem to be doing circles."
The armored man came back his way and said from underneath the helm,
"We go where the High Priestess says."
"Do you always do what you're told?"
"I follow orders."
"Have you ever not followed orders? Say, when you were a boy?"
"Let's get back to camp,"
the commander said.
"Perhaps you'll find the answers you seek there."
The commander started to pass by. Nath grabbed him in the nook of his arm.
"Let go,"
the commander said.
"Say, what is your name, commander?"
Nath said, nostrils flaring.
"You know that. I'm Commander Han."
"No. What is your first name?"
Nath said, eyeing him.
"And take off that helmet. How can you always wear such an ugly thing? Is your face so horrible that it must be hidden?"
Commander Han stiffened and tried to twist from Nath's grip. He couldn't break it. He shoved Nath backward. Nath shoved him back off his feet onto the ground.
"You're a big man, but don't be a fool, Han."
Nath stood over him.
"Now show me your face and tell me your name."
"No."
Nath's nostrils flared. His dander rose. Frustration set in.
"Fine.
I'll remove it myself, then.